Top Gun, Maverick reaches $1 billion worldwide, without China. By Breitbart News on June 26, 2022. New York, AP, Baz Luhrmann's Elvis Presley biopic Elvis shook up theaters with an estimated $30.5 million in weekend ticket sales. But, in a box office rarity, Elvis tied Top Gun. Maverick, which also reported $30.5 million, for number one in theaters. Final figures Monday, once Sunday's grosses are tabulated. We'll sort out which film ultimately won the weekend. With a high degree of accuracy, studios can forecast Sunday sales based on Friday and Saturday business, though numbers often shift by a few hundred thousand dollars. But for now, the unlikely pair of Elvis and Maverick are locked in a dance-off. If you favor Elvis, or a dead heat, if you prefer Maverick. That it was this close at all was due to both the better-than-expected opening for Elvis and remarkably strong continued sales for Top Gun, Maverick. The Top Gun sequel reached $1 billion in worldwide box office in its fifth week of release. Elvis, starring newcomer Austin Butler as Presley, came into the weekend with expectations closer to $25 million. Among recent music biopics, a $30.5 million debut puts the king ahead of the pace of Elton John. Rocketman launched with $25.7 million in 2019, though not in the same class as Freddie Mercury. Bohemian Rhapsody opened with $51.1 million in 2018. I'm less concerned with who's number one and who's number two. And I'm more concerned that we hit this big number given that this audience has been the slowest to return to movie theaters, said Jeff Goldstein, distribution chief for Warner Brothers. About 60% of the audience for Elvis was over the age of 35. Older audiences have been among the most hesitant to return to theaters in the pandemic, but that's changing. In part, Goldstein noted, because of Top Gun, which brought back fans of the 1986 original. Elvis, which cost about $85 million to make, was propelled by strong reviews, 78% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, good word of mouth, an A Cinema score, and a glitzy Cannes Film Festival premiere. It added $20 million overseas over the weekend. Elvis ranks as Luhrmann's second best opening after 2013's The Great Gatsby, $50.1 million. Luhrmann was on the cusp of beginning production in Australia when, in an indelible early moment in the pandemic, star Tom Hanks tested positive for COVID-19. Elvis was a risky proposition, the music is dated, the character is not directly familiar, and the lead actor is unproven on the big screen. David A. Gross of Franchise Entertainment Research wrote in a newsletter. But critics and audiences are responding. This is the Baz Luhrmann Show, a music, dance and sex appeal spectacular, it's a hit. Meanwhile, Top Gun, Maverick continues to soar. The Paramount Pictures film became the first 2022 release to reach $1 billion in worldwide ticket sales, and the first starring Tom Cruise to do so. In its fifth weekend of release, Maverick dipped just 32% domestically to bring its total so far to $521.7 million in U.S. and Canadian theaters. It continues to move up the record books, sitting 15th all-time domestically, not accounting for inflation. Internationally, the Top Gun sequel added another $44.5 million. The Elvis, Top Gun Showdown, along with the new Blumhouse horror release The Black Phone and big holdovers in Jurassic World, Dominion and Pixar's Lightyear, made for one of the most competitive and busy weekends in movie theaters in the pandemic era. Most studios came away celebrating, though Disney's Lightyear dropped a steep 65% in its second weekend. After opening softly last week, the Toy Story spin-off grossed $17.7 million domestically, falling to fifth place. Lightyear, which has made $152 million worldwide to date, will soon face more competition for families with the Friday release of Minions, The Rise of Gru. Counter-programming came from Universal Pictures' The Black Phone. The Scott Derrickson-directed supernatural thriller starring Ethan Hawke as an escaped killer. The Blumhouse production rode strong reviews, 84% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, to a better-than-expected launch of $23.4 million. After 2 weeks in first place, Universal's Jurassic World, Dominion took in $26.4 million, sliding to third. It's now passed $300 million domestically and hauled in $746.7 million globally. A much smaller-scaled film, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, debuted with good sales in limited release. The warmly received stop-motion animation film, in which Jenny Slate voices a 1-inch-tall mollusk with a googly eye, opened with $169,606 on 6 screens, for a per-screen average of $28,267. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. Ty, Elvis, $30.5 million. 1. Ty, Top Gun, Maverick, $30.5 million. 3. Jurassic World, Dominion, $26.4 million. 4. Black Phone, $23.4 million. 5. Lightyear, $17.7 million. 6. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, $1.7 million. 7. Chug Chug Geo, $725,000. 8. Everything Everywhere All at Once, $533,000. 9. The Bob's Burgers Movie, $513,000. 10. The Bad Guys, $440,000.